Jai Gurudev, this is the speech given by Dr. R.K. on the 10th of March 2008 as a part of the online classes, correlating the first four volumes of Krantidharmi Sahitya with the self-help books. Dr. R.K. gave a practical understanding to life and lifestyle by asking us to maintain four different files and to keep updating them daily like a diary. He further continued his explanation on the book Yes or No, A Guide to Better Decision and the correlation between the head and heart to make a better decision. Jai Gurudev.
तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः अखण्डमण्डलाकारं व्याप्तं येन चराचरं यत्पदं दर्शितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः గాయత్రీ మంత్రం అందరూ ఒకసారి పైకి అనండి. ఓం భూర్భువస్వః తత్సవితుర్వరేణ్యం భర్గో దేవస్య ధీమహి ధియో యో నః ప్రచోదయా. Repeatedly I am telling you the importance of these web classes. The time has come, as Pujya Gurudev says, that the entire world, throughout the entire world, we have to search for our own group of people. We have to search for our group of people, those who are specially born to be the torchbearers of Pujya Gurudev. This search we have started since 3 days. This is the fundamental reason for these classes. We are going to have a worldwide network to spread the message of Pujya Gurudev in search of those people who are born in different countries at different age levels and work levels and of course IQ levels, so that the message of Pujya Gurudev can be sent throughout the world within this year. All of you got this very clearly. You got all of you this message very clearly, those who have got it. So that is the first point which you should remember. It is not to learn something for ourselves. It is not something for us to know ourselves or do some sadhana. It is the first responsibility of all of us to search our colleagues, spreading our worldwide web net. So, the first homework I am giving to you all is to join more and more people into this web. And when you join these people, you have to do certain preliminary work. You have to edit the previous lectures till the day you get a new man, edit them and put them in four files. The first file will explain people the importance of the message. 21st century, the advent of bright future, 21st shatabdamu, ujjwala bhavishyattu, And the greatest paramount importance of these 3 years, 2008, 2009 and 2010. These 3 years are very, very important, not only to the planet Earth, but in the history of humanity. Never again these 3 years are going to be repeated. Never, never, never. On this planet Earth, again, all of you will get a chance to have such an opportunity. The greatest, the biggest opportunity that humanity can ever have, where there is a transition of consciousness as great as that which occurred when mineral has become a plant has become an animal, and an animal has become a human. And within these 3 years, the human is going to become superhuman. What Sri Aurobindo described as the supramental descent. Theosophical Society says it as the brotherhood of masters in the Himalayas. Pujya Gurudev says it as Prajna Yoga. Ramana Maharshi says it, knowing yourself. Shriddhi Sai and Satya Sai say that you have to develop Shraddha and Saburi. But all these are different names for the transition of a human to a superhuman level or to a divine level. This importance of these 3 years, all of you understand? And make a file of it, make a note of it. Let people know that these 3 years are very, 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 very important, not to you, to me, to the gurus, but to the entire humanity. It is as great a transition as a human being was brought from the group soul of an animal. From the group soul of the humanity, the divinity will be incarnated. Therefore, there are certain fundamental rules which you have to be very, very clear. I am not going to repeat these rules, but before you come to the class from tomorrow, these rules you must study every day, just as you do the Gita Parayana or the Gayatri Mantra Japa. You have to remember the rules that I am now enumerating to you. First of all, in these coming 3 years, starting from now, never take any new responsibilities, if possible. Never take any new responsibilities or burdens, if possible. No pregnancies, no children, no marriages. Depending upon your family circumstances, you have to decide that you are not going to waste these 3 years in silly human social norms. Got the point? All of you? This is most important, because if you now involve in certain social norms, you will be wasting not only your time and your family's time, but also your friends' time. And what you have to do and what decisions you take is your responsibility. Because now I am not a guru to manipulate and adjust your timings and lifestyle. I am only a senior member, an elder brother, who is following the same rules as you have to follow. A guru can grow above the rules, but I am now not permitted to go above the rules. Therefore, I can't suggest to you people what steps you have to take to cut down your burdens and responsibilities. You have to decide yourself with common sense. But when I say common sense, I mean that you see that every day you are able to give maximum time for this work. And what this work is, I will explain you through these classes. So So the first rule is no more extra responsibilities. Try to avoid responsibilities and try to chalk out a timetable so that you can give maximum time every day to these activities. And what these activities are, I am responsible for them. Is this clear? The first rule. No responsibilities and use of common sense. This is what you should remember. Now, the next rule is a tremendous confidence on our Guru. That is why yesterday or day before yesterday I asked to circulate the lecture, the lecture of Pooja Gurudev, where he said Kalanemi Madbano. Here, understand these words, Kalanemi Madbano. All of you got this? Final lecture of Pooja Gurudev. All of you understand the second rule. The first rule, no extra responsibilities, maximum time for this world. Now I am telling you the second rule, a tremendous faith in what Gurudev said in this article, Kalanemi Badbano. What did he say? First point is that you are all devatas. Just as when the Ramavatara has come and the Krishnavatara has come, even before Rama was born, many, many devatas were born in a different form, even in animal forms, even as plants, trees, apes, bears, monkeys. The form is not important. What is important is that devatas has donned a much, much lower bodies so that they can help the avatar. So all of us who are sharing these lectures and those who are going to come to us through your activities should remember that they are devatas who have forgotten themselves. We have forgotten ourselves. That is what Gurudev says, Bhatka hua devata. We have lost our paths. We have to remember this. And Gurudev says, you just do what I say. I will say that all the path before you is cleared. All hurdles are removed. Every enemy of yours is destroyed. You have just to walk and sail on the path and get name and fame. This confidence you should have, the confidence that we are devatas. Even though we are in the human bodies, even though our family members are human beings, it need not be that they are devatas, because if they are devatas, they would have been in this path. So don't expect all of your near and dear to be devatas. But be happy that they have prayed to the God so that the divine beings may come to their families. Just as Krishna came into the family of Yashoda and Nanda, Rama has came into the family of Dasharatha and their three mothers. They were not divine, but Rama was divine. Hanuman was divine, but not their parents. Sugriva was divine, but not his parents. Therefore, the second rule is you have a very strong faith and understanding that we are divinities born in human frame to do the work of Gurudev. This is the second point. We are all devatas born in a human body. Because you are in a human body and you are in a family, you have to continue your human body, you have to see your family, you have to see those responsibilities. But see that those responsibilities do not eat away your entire 24 hours time. See at least that you have maximum number of hours to give to this work also. Is the second point clear? All of you type yes. The third point. What are we supposed to do within this year? And whenever I say 1 year, that it is only for a month. So what I want you people to do in 1 year, I want it to be done in 1 month. Why this? Because I strongly believe that if Pujya Gurudev says that he has removed all the obstacles on the path, he has seen that all the enemies have been removed from our path, why walk slowly? Run fast or go in a rocket speed. Because when the road is clear, who can obstruct us? Do you have that confidence? I have that confidence. So what am I trying to do? I want you people to take 3 responsibilities and finish it before 1st April. 3 responsibilities. The first is to spread the message that 21st century is the advent of bright future. The 21st century ek ujjwal bhavishyat ki sambhavana lekar aayi hai. 21వ శతాబ్దము మానవ జాతికి ఉజ్వల భవిష్యత్తును తీసుకుని వచ్చినది. దిస్ ఈస్ ద కాన్ఫిడెన్స్, దిస్ ఈస్ ద మెసేజ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు స్ప్రెడ్. అండ్ వాట్ ఆర్ యూ టెల్ అబౌట్ ఇట్? ఫర్ దిస్ పూజ్య గురుదేవ్ హ్యాస్ గివెన్ యూ 2 వాల్యూమ్స్. కెన్ యూ టెల్ మీ ద నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద 2 వాల్యూమ్స్? ఇన్ ద క్రాంతిధర్మి సాహిత్య దర్ ఆర్ 2 బుక్స్, 21st సెంచురీ, Bright Future, Part 1 and 2. All of you study it. And when he says study it, you read now after the class is over. Read the headings, understand the headings, talk them with your friends and relatives, and tell them whenever you find an opportunity that the 21st century has a bright future. And tell whatever points Gurudev has given in these 2 parts. And then, what type of activities we are supposed to do? Gurudev says that there is only one activity. There is only one revolution which you have to take part in and mobilize. That is the revolution in your thinking process. The revolution in your thoughts. Gurudev is not interested in correcting our character, in correcting our faults. Be very clear about this. He is not at all worried about making or correcting our faults. He wants to improve our talents. Do you understand the difference between how we went to or how we understand spiritualism now and what twist Gurudev has given? In general, we think that spiritualism is for good people. And what is good people? One who speaks truth, who does not fight, who is not angry, who is not desire, who has no desires. All these nonsensical thoughts have to be left aside. Gurudev says, concentrate on your talents, pratibha. That is the basic step we have to take, all of us. For this, I am going to give you special classes on selected books. I have already given you a book, Yes or No, but later I will talk about it. But do you understand what I am trying to convey when I am talking about thought revolution? So it is your positive points which you have to concentrate upon. Don't worry about your negative facts. If you are angry, don't worry to control your anger. If you feel bad about anybody, don't increase or try to make a understanding steps so that all of you can be together. That is not our worry. We can be together in the web. We can try to do this. And for this, we can be where we are. The only thing is, you have to take the steps. As I have told you, separate files you have to develop. And every day, whatever matter I have given, you should distribute it to the four files. The first file is 21st century, bright future. The second file is thought revolution. The third file is the translation work you are going to do, what you have taken up and what you have already done. And you have to increase the number of translators both in English and Telugu. And coordinate them. And review them. Correct them. And try to give me the standard perfected version of the translated piece, if possible, two or three pages together. But every day, every group must see that the translation work is progressing at least a paragraph a day. All of you understood the translation mechanism I am planning? Form your own big groups and all of you coordinate. See that no group repeats or does the same translation. That coordination all of you develop. And try to feed me as quickly as possible with your own perfected version of translations in Telugu and English. Of course, with the Hindi aspect for me to compare. The third file, you are clear about translations? Now the fourth file, and this is the most important one. And this is the role I am going to take in near future, leaving all others to you. Once you can manage the three files which I have described, I am going to concentrate fully on the fourth file, that is making a interrelationship between the new thought books and in what way Pujya Gurudev has told more than what is written in the entire literature available in the self-help books through two mediums of the ancient sages, the Gayatri Mantra and Yoga. This is my role. I will try to explain you how Gayatri Mantra has the seeds of every science that was, is and will be in future. And also how Yajna is the source of all energies, even the latent energies which have not yet been discovered. So this fourth file is very important. You can name the fourth file as the interpretation of new thought books on the lines of Pujya Gurudev through Gayatri Mantra and Yajna. All of you got the fourth file clear? What is the book I am already deciding? The Guide to Better Nations. Be very careful, John Spencer, whatever it is. So, I have started with this book because you have to decide yes or no. At every step, when I say don't take new responsibilities, no marriages, no pregnancies, no promotions, no more work, when I say you have to decide, it is not I who have to decide it. You people have to decide. You have to say yes or no. And till now, anyway, these points are clear now, what I have told you about the files. Now I go to the book aspect, my work aspect. And by the by, the progress of the 20 books of Krantidharmi Sahitya and Telugu is very fast. And on 16th, I am going to give you to print 5 books, the first 5 books. They are ready, or they will be ready by 16th. And by 23rd, I hope I can give the other books also in Telugu version. The English version, you please keep on sending me, but I will do it later. And what more I want is all of you be ready from Ugadi to take and hear the classes on those 20 books. That will be a special file known as the creation and demolition of revolutions. How to create a revolution and how to demolish a revolution. That is the science that is given in those 20 books, which I will start from Ugadi, then Navaratri. So you be ready for it. And see that this set of 20 books is spread throughout the world and people should buy them. Your people should buy them. It will be in Telugu. So see to the Telugu people throughout the world. And Ashwini Subbarao Garu has sold that he will give it, has told that he will give it on a pre-publication price also. I will tell you the details later. So these set of 20 books must be spread throughout the world. That is the side work I am giving you. Now I am stopping this line of thinking and going to the book work, yes or no. In the book by John Spencer, MD, when you have to decide yes or no, you have to decide by the head and by the heart. You have to keep your own notes and your own presentation. I have asked you to prepare your own PPTs. All of you should not have the same PPT. Am I correct in using the word PPT? PowerPoint presentation or something they call it. So, by tomorrow, you again hear what I have told in these lectures, and I am summing up. When you have to decide yes or no to a particular proposition, you have to decide by your head or by your heart, using both. Nowadays, majority of our decisions are based on thoughts. There is no heart in them. There is no feeling in them. I have sufficiently explained about the head part, the need, the options, and thinking about the whole steps to reach the goal. The head part of the question is clear to you all? The head part of the question, is it clear to you all? Am I meeting the real need, informing myself of actions and thinking it through, is the head part, where you have to think about the real need, the options, and the thinking it through. This is what is the decision regarding the situation, external situation. Do I trust my intuitions? Am I honest? Do I deserve better? I think am I honest is first, intuition is second, and deserve better is third. Am I right? The real need and honest go together. In the head question, the real need, and in the private question, honesty go together. So you have this coupling, head and heart connection. The real need, are you honest with your real need? Do you really need it? And then informing yourself of the options and intuition go together. The more you read a subject, more the intuition develops. Reading a subject, Swadhyaya develops intuition. So options and intuition, more the options, better the intuition. So options and intuition go together. Options are from the practical side. Intuition is from the heart side. So real need and honest. Then you have options and intuition. And then you have thinking it through and you deserve better. Third, thinking it through and naturally you deserve better. All of you understood how you have to correlate the situation with your heart. See the need from the heart, think whether you are honest about it or not, see the options and see if your intuition says it is right. And when you think it through, see whether you deserve it in a much better way. And when you want to deserve it in a much better way, you will have to think again. And when you think, you deserve better. And when you want to deserve better, you have to think it through. Got the connections of the three? The head and heart relationships between these three sets. The real need in honesty is what we think is Shraddha. The options and intuitions is what is known as Prajna. Thinking it through and deserving the best is Nishtha. And all these three are given in the Gayatri Mantra. Till now, all of you followed it, the relationship between these two laws of head and heart, and of course the Gayatri Mantra. The link between Gayatri Mantra and the two rules I have given for the head and the heart. So, Shraddha is first what is required. Do you really think that you are born to spread this message? If it is a real need, honestly, you have to opt what decisions you have to take in your daily life, in your family life, in your working life, with your friends. Understanding? If you have Shraddha, you have the Prajna to decide the options. And once you decide the options, you have to think it through and act on it. And every day you have to go on thinking and acting on it, daily. Think about it and act on it. Think about it and act on it. The first two are permanent decisions. The real need and the honest decision of the real need is the goal. The options and intuitions is the way. And thinking it through and discerning the best is the daily life. You understand now? Real need and honesty, the goal. The Shraddha. That is why Lord Krishna in 17th chapter says, Shraddha mayoyam purushaha yoya shraddha sayevasana. Now we don't have anything clear cut. We are worried, we are confused, because neither you have a real need nor you are honest in understanding what your real need is. You don't have Shraddha on anything. And neither do you have an options. And when you don't have an options, the intuition will not play. So when you think about the option, slowly the intuition dawns, that is Prajna. The real need and honesty is Shraddha. And now, how you will take over the Prajna towards Shraddha? The Prajna towards Shraddha is Nishtha. A day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute, working steadfastly with enthusiasm, pursuing patience and dedication is Nishtha. And when you combine these three, you get the Gayatri Mantra. And how the Gayatri Mantra reflects these, you also think and make your own notes. And tomorrow I will tell you more about it. Jai Gurudev, all of you.